Anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Jones.
Hey, my beauty beauties. Welcome back to the One Talk Show, Tarot Podcast and TV with your host, me, that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. So, you guys, I really, I'm feeling a little under the weather. I've been doing a lot of construction on my home, and I'm currently doing the kitchen, completely gutting it, completely. And so glad that I am doing it because I've discovered that, you know, it's funny how you don't know how much energy plays a part in, like, your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you feel, what you think, what is coming your way, how things affect you on a day-to-day basis. You just don't understand, you know? And I am so excited because I know that my true love is on his way. Oh my God, I know he's on his way. And it's not that he's on his way, like he's coming, he's trying to figure out how to get to me. No. It's about to be like, boom, baby. Like, hey, girl. Type shit, like, where you been all my life, girl? I almost lost you. I almost let you slip. Or it's gonna be somebody new. So I'm really excited about that. I just wanted to come on because I want to encourage you guys to live your best life. And I know you hear that. I know it sounds cliche. I know it's easier said than done, especially with a lot of the circumstances that people are going through and dealing with on a day-to-day basis. Some people are really, really, really in some toxic situations and they need to break free. And you ask yourself, how do I break free? That's the question. How do I break free? And of course, the high priestess has the answer. Shit, I didn't go through all this shit for nothing. I didn't go through all of this shit not to have an answer. So sorry, honey. So, a lot of times we look to other people to validate us, you know, to give us our purpose, to set us on our path. And the only person that can do that is Source and you, you know. You through Source will, Source through you will push, okay, your dreams forward, push your purpose forward, push your destiny forward. And it's almost as if you get to a place where you're like, life is too long to live it miserably. I know people say life is too short, but that's only when you're enjoying yourself. Shit. That's only when you got the love of your life, when you got the dream job, you got plenty money, you doing this and shit. But when you unhappy, it's like, it seems like it just goes on for an eternity. It's like all the good times fly by. Right? And it's unfortunate because we get caught in this vortex of misery. And we start to feel like that's all that we're going to ever feel. And when we feel something good, when we feel that real love, that unconditional love, that true connection, it scares the bloody shit out of us, right? And we're like, no, what is this? This ain't real. This is fake. Right? But it's not fake. It's real. And I'm excited because I know what the fuck is happening. It's like taking your final exams and you don't have like any fucking stress. You don't have any stress. Why? Because you know the fucking material. Have you ever felt that way? Like you were about to take the test or whatever, but you was just chilling because once you start reading the questions, you're like, wait, what? Aw, you gotta be kidding me. What? That's it? I'm done. I'm out. And you're done like within 15 minutes and everybody else is sitting there like looking like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Oh, fucking bitch. And you get to leave early and shit. This is for my academias, right? That's some great shit. This is how this feels right now. It feels like, dude, I have no worries because I know the material. I know I'm being tested. I'm aware of that. And I'm going to pass because I know what to do. You feel me? It's that feeling. It's that feeling. And oftentimes, individuals make the mistake of wasting time on situations that have nothing to do with their purpose, has nothing to do with their goals, has nothing to do with their higher self, nothing. Has everything to do with vanity and lust. And you know, it's hard. It's hard to be like a pure, pure soul because our eyes, you know, we lust after the flesh. We do. But it's funny because I remember seeing this photo, right, of this guy, this male model. And all I could think about was, I mean, I was looking at the guy, but I was just, I could just see my divine masculine, right, in him. Because they're pretty much the same body type, you know. But it was just funny, you know. And I said to myself, I said, girl, you are something. I allowed myself to have that moment. I allowed myself to be feeling my 3D, my 5D, I allowed it. Because a lot of people want to live in this 5D existence. Like, well, I know we share a spiritual connection. And, you know, I guess the 5D is going to be good enough. What? How the fuck is the 5D going to be cool when you are in the 3D? If you weren't in the 3D, then okay, that'd be different. But you're in the 3D. And while you're in the 3D, you're supposed to do 3D shit. Period. It's really simple, you guys. I always tell my daughter, my fifth grader, I say, listen, don't make it harder than what it is. It's really simple. It is. It's really simple. Look at it for what it is. Take it for face value. And operate accordingly. Keep up. Keep up with the steps. Because when you get in 10th grade, you'll feel lost and like you're not, you know, because you miss steps. And now everything is more difficult for you and you're barely getting it. I encourage her all the time. Don't make shit hard. Because that's what we're good at as humans. Oh, yeah. We love to complicate shit. We love to complicate it. And there's no need to complicate things. Things are already complex as they are. People already are insecure. There are already problems and, you know, issues already, right? But we continue to move as if we can, I mean, it's almost like we continue to add to the negative energy and expect something positive to come from it. And it's like, how do you expect something positive to come from it? You know, when all you're doing is continuing to be negative, right? So I encourage us to be in a place where we feel like, you know what? Life is good. I'm good. I'm going to live my life the best way I can, right? And I'm not going to worry about it because, see, the more you stress on what someone else is doing and trying to manifest a relationship with someone, because that, first of all, let's deal with that. You cannot, manifestation does not work like that. You're trying to manifest a specific person, you know, like you got their first, last name, middle initial, birth certificate. I mean, no, it doesn't work like that. That's dark magic. Okay. That's dark magic. If you're into trying to control how someone really feels about you, right? That's dark magic. So you don't necessarily want to be that person. You want to be the person that, you know, is, you know, really not worried about, you know, who's hurt you or how you were hurt or if you're going to get back together or if this person is serious or not. Listen, there comes a point in your life where you have to quiet the noise and realize that you are attracting exactly what you're putting out. So you are sitting here worried about what somebody is going through and if they love you and if they're being sincere, when you're not focused on your goals, you're not focused on your dreams, you're not focused on your life, you're not trying to get things better for you or your family or your situation, you're not trying to build anything. It's just, it's like, what are you doing? You're just a tinkling brass, you know? A tinkling cymbal, a sounding brass, wasting time. And you gotta look at that for what it really is. For real. You gotta stop worrying about your love life. Stop worrying about it. Stop worrying about your love life. Stop worrying about if this person is going to be there for you, if this person is going to come back, or if they're going to stay, or if they're going to. Stop worrying about it. True love does not worry about the outcome. True love is not concerned about the outcome. True love is not about, well, they did this to me, so I'm going to do this to them. Nah, that's not true love. True love is forgiveness. See, but people think, oh, well, I forgave the person, or they forgave me, so that means that I could just continue on with my own, you know, the ways that I've always been doing shit and causing stress and conflict with people, you know? That's not how that works. Did you know that you could forgive someone, love them, and not fuck with them no more? Mm-hmm. See, people feel like the people who they forgive and guilt trips them. Well, if you forgave me, then you should be able to let me be around you. No, 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 baby bubba. No, 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 no. I can forgive you for what you've done, the injustice that you have placed in my life. I can forgive you so that I don't reap any karma, because I'm only after dharma. So I can forgive you, but that doesn't mean that you get to call me. That don't mean that you get access to me. Then people will say, well, you didn't forgive me. Yes. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. But I'm human, so I can never forget. There's no pill that I could take. There's no, excuse me, guys. There's no drink that I can drink that can make me forget. That's something that source gave us. Our memory, that's all we have. That's what we carry on with us when we leave. That's what we will carry on when we leave here. Our memories. Right? And it's exciting because part of us feels like, you know what? Love is going to be mine regardless to if I accept it or not. Understand what I'm saying? Some people want to shut down and they don't want to, you know, engage in love, but love is still around them regardless. People still love them, regardless. So, at this stage in your life, it's like you cannot allow whatever the external factors are that are coming in to try to conflict your mind or confuse you and to manipulate your heart. That shit right there is, that's not going to help your higher self. That's not going to assist you in growing. That's not going to, you know, put you in any position of prosperity or happiness. So you have to detach yourself. And you might not be able to detach yourself mentally or emotionally or even spiritually, but you have to remove yourself physically, maybe. Because when you can't detach emotionally, spiritually, physically, you have to remove yourself physically. If you can't remove yourself physically, you have to remove yourself physically. Because, so that means that, like, okay, you might not be able to move out or something like that, but you have to change the atmosphere. Maybe you're not in the same room. Maybe you make sure that you don't cross paths. And there might be times when you have to cross paths. You can't avoid it. But but you're cordial and you just detach. And you go in your space where you can meditate, where you can continue to heal. And once you're fully, fully healed, then you could be around that person and not be triggered at all. Now, some people get it misconstrued. They feel like, oh, I'm controlling your emotions because I'm saying things to you and look at you, you're reacting. It's like, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard. Motherfucker, if you stand there and call me a bitch, a bitch, a bitch, a bitch, a bitch to my face, there's only so much of that before I fucking react. If I know that you trying to get a rise out of me, oh yeah, you going to get that rise. You going to get it. Eventually, or I'm just going to walk away from you. I'm not going to engage at all. You know what I'm saying? And I say this because, like, I literally have... Everything I speak about is from a place of authenticity. My spirit guides give it to me through my intuition, through experiences that I've had in my life. It's like studying for a test. If you don't study, if it's not in you, it cannot come out of you. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Holy Spirit. Having the Holy Spirit in your life is like being connected to a higher power. Okay? It's just the belief systems. Belief systems that work for you. Whatever belief systems work for you, use them. That's how I say. Nobody can tell you what you should or shouldn't believe. Nobody can tell you how you should and shouldn't feel. No tarot reader, no spiritualist, no pastor, no nobody. Okay, no shaman, nobody. Only you know you authentically, true and true. And only you can connect to source for you. Do you understand that? Nobody else can go to source for you. Only you can go to source for you. Huh. I've heard people, Christians, praying for others. It's because of the prayers of my grandmother that I... Look at here. Sure, your grandmother may have prayed for you. Sure. But that has nothing to do with anything that you've done for yourself. Because after the age of 12 years old, you're accountable according to law, religious law. You understand things, you know things, you know right from wrong. So once you reach 12 years old, if you haven't sought religion for yourself or spirituality for yourself, no prayers looming in the hangers from grandma and mine or whoever it was are going to even help you. This is a soul's journey, a personal walk. And people, what I'm starting to see, people who are in a twin flame journey, specifically, it's because you have a divine mission to spread love. It's because you have been chosen to understand love on a on a level that most people cannot fathom. They can't. So if you're on a twin flame journey, I say embrace that shit. Embrace it. Enjoy it. figure out what you're supposed to glean from it. Because a twin flame journey is a blessing. If you follow the rules. Yeah, you gotta follow the rules. The rules are, at a certain point, you stop focusing on the physical. You stop focusing on an individual. And you start seeing source. You start seeing source, you start directing, you start connecting to source, you start seeing source. And I've noticed that I have to, it's like my third eye is open and it will never close. I heard somewhere where somebody was saying, oh, yeah, maybe you can just not see, you know. Yeah, that's choosing not to see. It doesn't, that means literally turning your back and not engaging, you know, on some shit. Because once your third eye is open, you always see. Whether you want to or not. Sometimes you can be caught up in your own moment that you know, don't engage on what you should engage on. But I always try to check myself, especially with my kids. So, you know, my kids are doing something and they're just being respectful and they're not going to talk back and they're not going, you know, and I'm being fussy because I'm tired or this or that. I'm stressed. I got a million things on my mind. I'm trying to get here and there, whatever it is. And if I'm less than patient with them, but they were doing what they were supposed to do, and they're like, well, Mom, you know, it's da-da-da-da. You know, I immediately right there be like, oh, dang, my bad. My bad. I thought it was blah, blah, blah because it looks such as, okay, so what is that? All right, cool. So, well, okay, well, I'll go with blah, blah, blah. You know, something like that. Because I don't want my children to feel as if, you know, they are going to be crucified for having an opinion. I don't want them to feel as though they can't protect themselves, you know, or their emotions against me or whomever, you know. And I really feel like we're in a time, a space, a place where you gotta get your shopping list in order. Like, what it is that you really need? What is it that you really have to have for your life, for your existence, for your development? I mean, because you may come back here as a dandelion. A daisy. You might come back as a mountain. You might come back as a, you understand what I'm saying? As an insect. I think insects, I think those are fallen ones. Those are demons, you know, fallen angels, stuff like that. I really do. And the reason I feel that way is because if you look at most insects embody a prehistoric type of, you know, framing and body and, right? I mean, if you really watch certain channels that I watch about animals and insects and stuff like that, you see that they look really prehistoric. Up close and personal. prehistoric, and they have prehistoric tendencies. Eat, mate, procreate, kill, survive, repeat, eat, mate, procreate, kill, to survive, repeat. So that's it. That's all they get to do. They don't get to be creative. They don't get to live out a dream, a fantasy. Oh, I'm going to have this legacy. I'm going to leave this legacy. Some of the insects, when they have children, they die. Like in the spiders' cases, you know. Now, I've seen a lot of spiders lay eggs, and the spider itself was still alive. I don't know if it was for a while or what, but some of them survive. Most of them don't. But there are some species of arachnids that actually, once they lay their eggs, they survive. So, you know, it's like, what the hell? But they only survive to allow their offspring to feed off of them. I've seen that shit. So it's just weird, you know. I'm like, insects. Because one day I just really started thinking about certain shit, you know. And I'm like, what's up with bugs, yo? Because I hate bugs. H-A-T-E-B-U-G-S. Hate bugs, okay? And I'm like, ew, because there's nothing good about you. You ain't trying to have no family and, you know, build a house and have a legacy, motherfucker. All you trying to do is, okay, I need to eat, I need to fuck, I need to shit, I need to eat, so I gotta kill to eat, and they have to kill to eat. It's not like, you know, okay, you know. I mean, we have to kill to eat as well. Humans, we're no different. If you're not a vegan or a vegetarian, you are killing to eat. So, it's this, I don't know, as the high priestess, as I'm getting all these upgrades, and my third eye is like, oh, there's no closing it. Shit, not now. I try to isolate my thought process because I think about so many things that come to my mind. And as far as my twin flame goes, he loves me to life, honey. He loves me to life. He's trying to figure out right now how he can, how he can resurrect this. And it's not about resurrecting something as it is about healing yourself. And through me comes healing. And I'm not pressed. Like, we don't need to be together. And we were definitely together. We were together, you know. Until I found out that there was a third party situation going on. And boom. All hell broke loose. And everything was girl disrupted type shit. So, but the connection is there because I know who he is, and he's discovering who he is. He thought he knew who he was, but he didn't. He's discovering through this connection who he is, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. That's my sweet thing. But I'm secure enough to live without him. You hear me? I'll live without him and allow the universe to send me something else if people want to evolve. Because I've had enough. I've been married 3 times plus multiple fucking other non-marriages that were marriages, if you will. Because, you know, it's like, and this next one is my last one. It's the last one I'm doing on this earth. It's the last one I'm doing. because I've had enough. I've seen enough. And there's just certain things about me where once you cross that line, you can never go back with me. And I might still talk to you. I might still be cool with you. Not cool with you, but like, I'm not yelling or cussing you out every time I see you. You know, I can be cordial. That's what I mean when I say cool with you. But if I ain't fucking with you, I ain't fucking with you. I got people right now who are trying to manifest me in their life. It ain't gonna happen. Because that's not my fucking desire. You know what I mean? It's not my desire. So no matter how much you wish upon a star, it's not going to happen. That's not what manifestation is. Manifestation is you ask universe and the source for what is best for you. What's best for you? What they want for you. And they only want for you what you want for yourself. And it's not a specific individual. It is a idea. You want someone that's loyal, kind, generous, heartfelt, devoted. You feel me? Intuitive, spiritual, blah, 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 on and on. Notice, I did not mention not one physicality. I did not say one name. Because that's not what it's about. It's about an energy of what you want, and allow the universe to wrap it in the package that they wrap it in, because that's where the joke comes in. That's where the joke comes in, because most of the time the person that is suited for you is not who you thought you were going to be with. You know, honestly, if you find somebody, I mean, and you may definitely be attracted to that person and think they're hot shit and all that. But when you think about it, you're like, you know, I never was with a girl like you, or I never had a guy like you. That's because the universe doesn't play by our rules. The universe has their own rules. The universe does what the fuck it wants to do. It's source. It's your guides. It's the ascended masters. It's God. It's Jesus. Whatever you want to call it. It's that shit that's bigger than you. It's that shit that is God and shit. It kind of reminds me of, oh my God, wait a minute, Maleficent in theaters October 18th. Now, if y'all remember the story of Maleficent, she didn't start out evil. She didn't. When she started out, she was really kind and a beautiful little fairy happy girl. Shit. And as time goes on and things happen and people fuck with you enough, it can change you. It can definitely change you. It can definitely change you. And what you want to do is be open to receiving what source has for you. Even if you don't understand it, just be open to receiving what source has for you, because source knows best. And when I say source, that's just how I say it. So, it's source. Allow source to guide you. Allow source to cleanse you. Allow source to be for you what you need. Understand that everything that's coming doesn't need to require an explanation. It doesn't. It doesn't. You're sitting around trying to get every like little everything clear and understood. And you know what? Some things are left for mystery. Some things are left ambiguous because that's how the gods are. It's like they put shit in the mix to see who is the biggest and brightest. Like, who's going to figure it out? Who is going to figure it out first or at all? You feel me? And the one that figures it out first or at all, usually is someone who is very, very in tune, very connected with Source. Because Source will give you the answer. The question is, are you listening? Are you listening? Most of us aren't. Most of us are too busy worrying about what so-and-so is doing. Worrying about what such-and-such is up to. Worrying about how come this person feels this way. How come that person hasn't contacted me. How come, why? Mm-mm. Why isn't my stuff working on this person? I remember I was dating this one guy. And he straight said to me, oh my God, none of my stuff is working on you. And then I said to him, you do realize you said that out loud, right? And he looked up at me and he said, see, that's what I mean. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You are too... You're too smart. You're too something is up with you. Like, you know too much. Like, I can't get away with shit with you. And I'm like, dude, wow. You do realize that you are saying all of this shit out loud. Like, you're not thinking it in your head. Do you think you're thinking it in your head? And he was just perplexed. He was trying to think in his head, but he was just talking out loud. He was just like, oh my God, you stop whatever you're doing. Stop it. And I was like, I'm not doing anything. And it's funny because I didn't know, you know, back then that I was, you know, well, I wasn't the high priestess back then, but I think I was. She was always in me. I just hadn't let her take over. So she was always in me. And sometimes she would just do little shit when I had probably checked out or whatever. And it just was like funny. Because for me to look back now at certain scenarios in my life, it all makes sense. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh shit. You know, because it wasn't until I went through this twin flame journey, okay, that it actually set me on a path to seeking this truth, who I am, what I'm about, my past lives, how am I here, what am I here to do, the whole bit. And I do my best to, you know, live a life that listens. That's all. Like, listen to your body. It tells you when it's time to rest. It tells you when you're overstressed. It tells you when you need more water. It tells you when you need to stop drinking or smoking or whatever it is. It tells you. It starts to react in a certain way. So same thing with your heart, okay? Listen to your heart. Your heart will tell you when you need to stop breaking it, when you need to stop trusting manipulators, when you need to do some self-care, when you need to be compassionate or not. Listen. All you have to do is listen. That's all. Listen to your inner self. Listen to your higher self. Tap in. I feel a wonderful calmness coming over me, a wonderful sleepy feeling. And as you guys know, some of you may, some of you not, I am an insomniac, so I don't, because I'm on the Mayan calendar and time, but I live in this 3D world, and it's different. The time is different. So I'm always in a feeling of jet lag, like I'm off, like the time. So I'm very excited to be back, to be getting back closer to my actual timeline, because my children are getting older. So as my children get older, they are independent. So that allows me to live my life according to my timeline. So, I mean, because I don't wake up like this is for me. This is the day. Like all this time I've been up maybe from, I don't know, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock to now. I mean, I'm just now feeling sleepy again. To me, that's the morning. Maybe I'm on Eastern time, so I'll probably start doing lives and stuff like that, because I'm up during this time, you know. I think Mountain and Eastern are closer to the Mayan calendar, the Mayan timeline. But I mean, as far as time goes, now there's also the months and all that stuff like that that aren't. Anyway, that's not what this podcast is about. That's another podcast. So I'm excited, you guys. I have to do a few housekeeping things, some changes on how I deliver things and store them, because I'm getting over, you know, a lot of my devices are pretty full. So I encourage you to save, download, favorite, share these messages, because they're here to help. They're here to help. As always, I wish you love and light. I do. And whatever you're going through, know that somebody else has gone through it and they've made it to the other side. You know? So you can be encouraged. Don't feel sad. If you feel sad, okay, fine. Feel sad. Get over that shit, though. Don't wallow in it, all right? All right. As always, I wish you love and light, and I will see you in the funny papers, a.k.a. the internet. Subscribe, like, and share. Donate, and become a member. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much, and take care.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
Hey, my beauty beauties, welcome to the One Talk Show, Tarot, Podcast, and TV with your host, Juanita, that you go girl, Nelson Combs. Check me out on all my social platforms and stay informed. Now let's get into this little discussion this morning. I have decided to, I've been getting a lot of downloads lately, a lot of upgrades, if you will, to the software of self. And it's very interesting because I'm being led to do things. And at first, it seems as though, a little confusing. Like, well, why am I going to do this? And no, I shouldn't do that. I can't do that. Case in point, I was led to start the demolition on my kitchen. Right? Now, you might say, well, that's not really a big deal. It is. It is. When you don't have the cabinets to replace that shit just yet, it's a big deal. So, while I don't have my cabinets or anything that I want to put in the kitchen, I don't know what I'm gonna, what the style is gonna be right now, I was just led to take it all out. Now imagine the opposition in my family, right? Because my sister basically is like, well, we don't have the money right now to do a large project like that. We, it's going to be a mess in the house. We don't have a storage container. We don't have this. We don't have that. And imagine her dismay when she came in the house and she saw that I had started. Well, I'm a communicator, so of course I was telling her what I was going to do, but I had started taking everything out of the cabinets and stuff like that. And, first I was just going to strip them down, sand them, and paint them possibly. Okay, possibly that would have done the trick. But it wouldn't do the trick because the reason that because they were wood cabinets and we painted them because when we purchased the home, the previous tenants were really, really disgusting. Not just them, but it was the ones before them and the ones before them and the ones before them. So my actual countertops, the kitchen is so old that by the time I took down one side, because I have to do it in stages, because it's a one-woman show. When I took down the first set, I could with a crowbar, just pull the cabinet apart from the wood frame, and it just peeled, the nails just came right out. It was that rotted. That's number one. Number two, there was always a stench that we could not clean away. We just could not clean it away, right? And my sister's ex-military, and I'm like a neat freak, so we know how to use some scrubbing remedies, and we just could not clean that stench away. It would get faint, but it would still be right there below the surface type shit. Man, that would make me angry. But I put so much paint on those cabinets that I put so much paint on those cabinets that it kind of drowned it out a little bit. Now, mind you, you know, we're dealing and cleaning and scrubbing and whatever. And it still is just never up to par, putting, you know, paper down and all kind of stuff. Just still was not up to par. And we bought this house with the intention of, you know, gutting it, really. But once we started to assess the amount of money that it would take to do the project that we wanted to do, we started to just, you know, see just our plan going down the drain. So I said, nope, we're just gonna have to do it one room at a time. Because my sister and I, we're the type of people, like, we just want it all done, like, do it all, you know, give us a big reveal at the end. But that's not this story. This story is moving forward step by step, step by step, inch by inch, right? Until you've accomplished what it is that you want to accomplish. Instead of sitting around saying, oh, I should have did this, or oh, I'm gonna do this, or oh, we don't have this or that, so we can't do this. Nah. So the spirit encouraged me to just dive in, right? So it took me about a week to take everything out the cabinets. Because mind you, I still have to cook. We still have people coming in and out the kitchen and needs, you know, to utilize the kitchen and stuff like that. So my nails are wrecked. I should go get them done today before I break them off. So I started, finally, I got everything out the cabinets. And the last phase was the food. So I took all the dishes and all that stuff out first. And then the last phase was the food. So I implored my daughters and they got together and they, you know, started getting out all the stuff. And thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with That You Go Girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher, higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light. And see you in the funny papers. Bye!